Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisney, and this is the evening news. The World Health Organization is both hopeful and cautious. For the organization, the end of the acute phase of the coronavirus crisis could take place as early as this year. But in order to get there, all countries must work twice as hard by taking appropriate restrictive measures and vaccinating. In Africa, for example, 85% of the population has not received a single injection. The director of the World Health Organization is worried, calling for the utmost vigilance for the months to come. According to the organization, the arrival of a new variant, more transmissible and more deadly than Omicron, is a real hypothesis. Meanwhile, in France, the health pass is no longer in effect, except to go to nursing homes or hospitals, and for 12 to 15-year-olds. Starting today, if you are over 16 years old, you must show your vaccination pass to enter certain places. A negative test is no longer sufficient. In the rest of the news, Emmanuel Macron will communicate his decision in due time. On the sidelines of his trip to Creuse today, the head of state did not want to say anything about his desire to run for president. Guillaume Pelletier is in the crosshairs of justice. The MP of Loir-et-Cher and spokesperson for Éric Zemmour is the subject of a preliminary investigation for suspicions of use of public funds. He supposedly paid collaborators with National Assembly funds to operate his micro-parties. In Germany, at least 4 people were injured after a shooting in a university. This happened this afternoon on the Heidelberg campus in the south of the country. The assailant then proceeded to commit suicide. We do not have any further details for the time being on the identity or motivations of the assailant. And to finish, a word of sports. After the French handball players were beaten on Saturday by Iceland, Les Bleus must imperatively win tonight against Montenegro to hope for a chance to qualify for the semifinals. The game begins at 8:30. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisney for English Waves.